I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Audio Smut Quickies, in and out in 10 minutes or less.
Hey, I'm Caitlin Prest. This is Audio Smut. I have a totally adorable feel-good story for you. You will laugh. You will sigh. What you're about to hear is a thematic marriage of our last show and our upcoming show. Last show, we tried to get real about butts. We had some frank discussion about poo. Our next show is about messy situations that arise in the quest for group sex or multiple partners. We're calling it overwhelmed.
The threesome has always been a type of holy grail on the belt of notches of sexual experiences for me, one might say.
This is Devin. He's basically one of the only friends I still have from high school. And this is a story he told me when I was visiting him in Toronto over the holidays.
Sure. I'd say the story begins one Saturday night in the summer when my girlfriend and I were having a house party. And it was all familiar friends showed up. We're all on the patio just drinking, having a joyous good time. And then a beautiful woman showed up. Natalie, one of my best friend's sisters. So it was incredible to all of a sudden have a slightly different, therefore slightly exotic, version of this high school crush I once upon a time had, who was suddenly like in my room, just like glowing with charisma, singing like an angel. And shortly after her coming in and like hitting it off with my girlfriend, my girlfriend took me to the side and said, yeah, that might be a good candidate. Typically, this is categorized as nothing more than a fantasy, so I filed it as such and just went about drinking and eating. It was a bit of a potluck party, so I just partook in some more Indian food and Mexican, like, cuisine and whatever we had lying around, pizza and such, and just carried on socializing with friends. The night went on, people eventually drove home, anyone who was staying there had passed out. So it just ended up the three of us, myself, my girlfriend, and Natalie, just sitting on a couch, and we're just all chatting and talking. And Natalie was telling a story about how she had a friend over, and then they started giving each other massages, and well, you know where massages lead to, ha ha ha, and they're both giggling. And so we're talking and talking and talking, and eventually conversation sort of slows down a bit. And I said, all right, well, Natalie, I don't know where you want to sleep, but I mean, there's the couch, we can pull out the fold-out couch if you like. And she just suddenly sort of went over to Elizabeth and started giving her a massage. And I was like, oh, well, you know where massages lead, and they both started giggling, and I just sat there like, oh, fuck no. I tend to not get along with Mexican food and pizza and Indian food with an abnormal combination of coffee, beer, liquor, whatever the hell else I threw in myself. So basically, I spent half the night in the washroom occasionally, like, running off to just kind of, like, you know, do my business. And then all of a sudden I'm being like posed the notion of having like the time of my life, but I'm like grumbling like from the belly, like the before section of a bad Pepto-Bismol commercial. And so all of a sudden someone is posing to me the idea that I should be running around naked in the company of other people. No, that's a terrible idea. The more I thought about it, the more like acid probably built up my stomach with sheer anticipation. And so they began doing their thing, and I just sat there, like, trying to mute the, like, noise of my belly grumbling by, like, holding a pillow over it or something. As I, like, felt the in my belly, I began to mutter, oh, to myself, but I tried to, like, mask it into, oh. They got more into each other, and some smooching began, and things heated up a little, and I started just like put my hands wherever they seemed appropriate, until I finally realized that my hand needed to go back right onto my belly, because it was just like rumbling and tumbling. And so I let out the sexiest "I'll be back" that I could, trying to, like, you know, suggest I was going off to get some like lavender vanilla scented candles, when meanwhile I was just kind of like slowly strutting my way to the doorway, when as I walked through it, I quickly scuttered to the bathroom and like released my bowels upon the poor unsuspecting porcelain surface. So all of a sudden, this was like a dream come true and an absolute fucking nightmare. After doing my business, I'm like, I jump right in the shower to try to freshen things up, and I come back and maybe just kind of like give a little comb to the hair. I've been like, sorry, I just had to, and they're not paying any attention to me anyway, so it didn't really matter. So I jump back into the action, get my hand on the back, and just sit there with like an encouraging thump every once in a while to someone's shoulder blade and just try to kind of get in a little bit. So anyways, eventually they made their way upstairs. I followed after another detour and another shower. I went back upstairs and figured, okay, so they're getting right into each other. They're all hot and heavy. I'm like standing there next to them at this point, just being like, well, okay, maybe I can just kind of like, you know, smooch a little here, smooch a little there. And then, okay, I shouldn't really be standing up right now. So I laid down beside them and pretty much just like placed my hand next to them. Felt strong enough to kind of like get a little more into the action. So I got up there and I got hands here and I got hands there. We end up like rubbing Elizabeth just to like orgasm after orgasm. And so she sort of passes out happily, and then it came time for Natalie's turn, and Elizabeth was clearly just like passed out. She was just like comatose with joy, and then Natalie was clearly pretty riled up and looking for her turn, and I'm just like clinging my belly, hoping I don't emit some like treacherous noise that's going to completely ruin the evening, and decide like, okay, well, I guess it's on me to take care of this. Like, you owe me one. So I did my best to kind of keep my composition and satiate her sexual desire and attempted to rattle off a good orgasm, but getting a girl off is a hell of a lot of fun. Being able to get two girls off in one evening is incredibly fun, and being able to help either girl get the other girl off is insane crazy amounts of fun, which I can't even measure. So the next morning we all woke up. I had promised to drive Natalie to work, so I brought her across the city, and we just made small talk along the way, like, how's this, how's that, how are you doing in the city, and, oh, you're a singer, oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, a bit of a crazy night, wasn't expecting that. I'm like, yeah, me either. Elizabeth and I, once I got home, she got out of bed, and she was absolutely glowing. And she looked up at me and she was just thinking like, okay, so debrief. Yeah, we totally debriefed and we just talked about, okay, what'd you think of that? Oh yeah, that was, yeah, I didn't know what to do there. I wasn't sure where to put my hand. Me neither. And we just talked about like all the little like practical things and how like we were each trying to sort of stay in the moment, but we were both kind of like blinking at each other now and then, be like, this is fucking crazy. For the first time, we were both taken out of our comfort zone for sure. And even if it was into a place of incredible pleasure, it was still a little bit out of the norm, and it was neat to be able to kind of relate to each other about what it was like to go there for the first time.
So that was Devin. Despite his bowel issues, he was able to realize his dream. And just in case you were wondering, the girl he had the epic threesome with was in fact my sister.
One last thing. Did you and Natalie make any sort of pact about whether you were going to tell?
This interview was a little bit awkward for me. But if you listen to Audio Smut a lot, you probably know already that there isn't much I wouldn't do in the name of radio. Moving on, get ready for our next show, Overwhelmed, where we look at the strange situations and life-changing moments that arise via the messy terrain of group sex. You've been listening to an Audio Smut Quickie. Audio Smut is a radio show about your body, your heart, and your junk. Produced by Caitlin Press, that's me, and Mitra Kaboli, with help from Julia Alsop, Ray Dooley, and Jen Ng. You should check out our website, like us on Facebook, etc. And of course, donate if you have a little bit of extra cash for art that you enjoy. Thanks.
Radiotopia.